it's Joe from Alternative Sport, here with my buddy, my pal, my bestie, Ash from Ash and the NFL, from NFL End Zone, from Her Huddle, from she's taken over everything. How are you?
I am great. Happy it's Friday. I'm quite nervous actually now about tomorrow. I'm excited but nervous. I think divisional weekend has really crept up on us. It's kind of come out of nowhere at the same time. But I'm so excited. Just like the whole slate of games actually is like they're just exciting. So who knows what is actually going to happen. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be, you know what? Like this, I was particularly looking forward to be able to speak to you about the biggest game in our calendar, because you know, obviously, I'm a bandwagon Packers fan. Packers have always been my second team. But I've said for a little while ago, the 49ers, when they get healthy, because these guys, you know, from a long time ago, were all dismissing them, saying, "Oh, they're low ranked or they've got into the Super Bowl luckily." I said, when they get their team back together, because they've got a really stout defensive line, you know, trick plays are ridiculous. They've got Deebo Samuel, they've got George Kittle, yeah. Brand new Ayuk. They're quite well put together. So I've put, and you won't forgive me for this, that I think that they're going to beat the Packers. I think so. But you tell me, because I know what you're going to say. Tell me what otherwise, why?
I just think there are so many elements against the 49ers taking the win on this one, unfortunately. I mean, I think, you know, they're going to put up points anyway. I really don't think it's going to be a complete walkover. The 49ers, they do have a solid team, which is great. But, and I love the fact as well, there's a whole stat going around. I think Aaron Rodgers has never beaten the 49ers in a playoff game. So this is going to be a really exciting one. And I think the last time we met up with them, I think in the playoffs, it was in San Francisco anyway. But this is on home turf now. Forgive me, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head. And it's in Fahrenheit as well. Obviously, we use Celsius. But I think Jimmy G has never started a game like in minus or single digit figures.
Okay.
It could be that instead of minus figures, single digit figures. In the cold, basically. So I think this is going to be kind of a really interesting one for the 49ers anyway. It's Lambeau Field. I think we have home field advantage. I don't think the Packers team has been hyped up or talked about enough. I do think we've kind of just been kind of slowly going under the radar, kind of just chipping away at the block and everything. But the Packers, we really do have a solid team. I don't think maybe Bakhtiari will play this weekend. I think, you know, fingers crossed we get through. But I think they'll save him for further down the line and everything. But regardless of that, on a healthy day and on a great day, you know, if everybody kind of, you know, wears their lucky pants, everybody does their superstitions, their rituals, etc., the Packers are a dominant team. So I think this could be a really interesting game, especially with Aaron Rodgers at the helm, calling the shots, making those deep plays and stuff. I will be heavily surprised if it's the other way around and stuff. But I think this will just be an exciting game. Like I said, though, I don't think it's going to be a walkover. Mm. They will definitely put points up on the board. I don't think it's going to be incredibly close. I don't think it's going to be like the Ravens game, like winning by 1 point, for example. But it's going to be an interesting one. And blimey, the Packers' defense, that is going to be a big thing, because they've been really good some weeks and then it's just been kind of a downfall. It's just been absolute misery to kind of watch them. But, you know, as long as everybody just wakes up on the right side of the bed and turns up, especially with our, you know, special teams and stuff as well, you know, we're a force to be reckoned with. So, you know, 100%. People saying that the 49ers are going to win, I don't know. But, you know, the 49ers, they are looking strong.
Are you hearing the talk as well? Like, are you hearing type of chatter?
Yeah, so lots of people are, like, bigging up the 49ers. I think, they peaked at a good time. So you get so many teams and stuff, you kind of peak too early. Their bye week could be early on in the season, for example, lots of unhealthy players, etc. But the 49ers are looking good. And they've got a strong defense as well. I think both sides, hopefully, I know Packers have had a little bit of an issue with this, but hopefully it's going to be more of kind of using those wide receivers, using those tight ends, going to be kind of airplay rather than kind of running the ball. Because, you know, I hope hopefully it doesn't kind of get to that. I would kind of like to see a strong game with, you know, Devontae Adams getting a couple of touchdowns. That would be, you know, nice. A dream for him. But yeah, the 49ers are definitely getting a good amount of hype. And I mean, coming off a great win over the Cowboys anyway, you know, I think that's a good bit of momentum and stuff. But then you've got to look at that and think it was the Cowboys though. I was, you know, I'd be surprised if the Cowboys won that game, to be honest, the way that they were playing and stuff. So so we'll see. But I think, you know, just adding in that home field advantage, Lambeau Field, it's difficult not to root for the Green Bay Packers.
But you know what? You know why I'm going to go with the why I'm going with the 49ers is because the last two times that they've been to Lambeau in the championship games, they've won, and they won on the run. And this team kind of very similar to the Colin Kaepernick team. If anything, they've got more trick plays. They've got Kyle Shanahan. I don't want it to be true. I'm being honest. Like I really do want Aaron Rodgers to win another Super Bowl. So I do feel like I'm winning either way. But, you know, my heart is with the Packers. But my head, something about my head is saying 49ers have got something. Something
I mean,
about
I think, it. I think the betting odds at the moment, they've got the Packers. Oh, my God. Have they got the Packers at -6? I think at the moment. Yeah. So, I mean, the odds are definitely in Green Bay's favour. Vegas has kind of gone with that. And yeah, I mean, if I'm going to kind of take the betting stance on it, I probably would take the 49ers to kind of cover it. I do think it's going to be, you know, they're going to put points on the board, like I said. But either way, I think this is going to be a juicy matchup. And God help anybody who I'm with, wherever I'm watching and stuff at like 1:30 in the morning when kickoff is for us.
But you know what I'm going to say? Let me put my lock on this thing because I'm going to get you to put your lock of the week. You've got to put your statement down on what result's going to happen. But I will put my lock on this. It's not as actual result. But I will say this. Whoever wins this game wins the whole thing.
My lock of the week has got to go on this as well.
You're going to put it down? You're going to go for it?
Yeah. You know what? Because my lock of the week was right last week when I went in straight away with the Bengals. People all laughed at me. But yeah, I'll happily go in and say my lock of the week, Packers over the 49ers, and to go the whole way, obviously.
Woo! I like this. All right, let's move on to let's move to the games that happened before the game happened before, which is the Titans and the Bengals. Who have you got for that?
So I've really just jumped on kind of the Bengals fairy tale story this season. I'm a big Joe Burrow fan. He's kind of like won me over. They're just a great team. And they're a great team to kind of watch as well. Jamar Chase, just like looking at the skepticism there was of him kind of pre-season at training camp and everything, people were like, oh, God, have we really kind of hyped up this player? And now suddenly he is making big plays. He is scoring those touchdowns. Like he has arrived basically. And watching him play with Joe Burrow, you know, it's a match made in heaven. It's great. But they are a stacked team. I'm really rooting for them. I just think, you know, they haven't won a playoff game in 31 years. They won last week. The whole stadium like erupted. It was just beautiful to watch. Yeah. But then you look at the Titans. They're a big, dominant team and stuff as well. I mean, is it confirmed? Is Derrick Henry officially back or are we still kind of waiting for the official announcement?
I think he's almost there. I don't know if I don't know if there's been an announcement yet as we're speaking, but it seemed like he had the doctor's okay.
Yeah, but I mean, even if he does come back, is he going to be the same Derrick Henry that we saw kind of before the injury happened? Is it going to be kind of, you know, a little bit iffy? Who kind of knows on that front? This is going to be, I think, a bit of a brutal game. But I'm going to be rooting for the Bengals, put it that way, over the Titans. But my heart of hearts, I actually don't know who's going to win this. Yeah.
I mean, I just want the Bengals to win because I love the story. I love Joe Burrow.
Oh, so do I. I'm here for it. Yeah.
And because we had the Titans come over a little while ago to Wembley, and then they were just like just got trounced on. And I just love the underdog. So they very much are the underdog because the Titans are you know a serious outfit. But you know, let's well at least we're both in unison with the Bengals. Let's move on to the Buccaneers versus the Rams. Another big game on Sunday. That's 8 o'clock our time. Who have you got, Ash?
Oh goodness. This was actually so. This is a game I keep going backwards and forwards on. Ultimately, I just want someone else to win. That's not Tom Brady. That is just one thing that I just
want him out.
I just want him out. Yeah, give someone else a go. Like enough is enough. You have 7 rings. Be done with it. You won last year. like I think I'll be actually really disappointed if it's another Buccaneers Chiefs Super Bowl. Like let's spice it up a little bit. But the Rams though, obviously Hannah Wilkes, Annie Weldon and stuff as well, big supporters. You know, I think they could take the win on this, the Rams. They're a good team. It's a dominant team and stuff as well. You know, the Buccaneers, they've got some injuries in play. They haven't got all their players that they started out with. But then again, you've got to look at Tom Brady. I mean, the man just dominates kind of postseason and stuff, doesn't he? He dominates at this time. And I mean, he could be the only player on the field for the Bucs and, you know, still win. The stats and the memes coming out of about him this week and stuff have just been absolutely astonishing. But yeah, I think for this one, I've got to go with the Rams. Just for a bit of a change, a bit of a mix up and everything.
This is what you want to happen, right?
This is what I want to happen. Okay. And you know what? I actually believe it will happen. I think the Rams are going to take the win on this and upset a lot of Buccaneers. A lot of Bucs fans.
Let's say you do win against the 49ers, wouldn't you want a redo of the championship game against the Bucks for the NFC?
No, that was just an emotional, traumatic experience for me.
Run the ball! Why didn't you run, Aaron? You had 9 yards? I still can't go over that. I think I'm still shouting about that.
So many questions. I can't look at a field goal the same way anymore. But
never.
Yeah, actually, like, and I have been thinking about this. I think I would be real happy with a Packers Rams championship game. I think that's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I'm one of those fans. I want a good game. I like sometimes a bit of a walkover, a bit of a whitewash and stuff. It gets a bit boring. So I want an exciting game and everything. And I think, yeah, the Rams Packs for an NFC championship game, that could be really fun. I mean, it's Matt Stafford, you know, this is exciting for him. But yeah, I think in a matchup between the Rams and the Bucks today, I could change my mind again tomorrow, who knows, but today I'm going with the Rams and I do believe that they can win it.
I was I held a temporary position as a Rambassador. When Odell joined, Hannah let me join the family. So it's only right that I go with her team, and because I want them to win as well. I too am tired of the Bucks, but I just can't see. I think that the Rams have always had an answer for the Bucks at all times, and I think that this particular time that they are, you know, ticking along really nicely, and then the Rams have lost too many players, and so people are putting too much stock on, you know, who Brady's gonna, you know, that Brady's there, but who you gonna throw to? Because you know Mike Evans is gonna be, you know, locked up with Jalen Ramsey. You know, I just think you've got, and there's 3 big boys coming after to Tom Brady all the time. So Tom Brady's gonna have to get that ball out. I think he gets it out under, which I still find amazing, under 2 seconds. That ball is gone. So by the time people get there, they're going to catch him a few times, and that's what happened the last time. So if the Bucks don't run that ball, it's definitely going to be a massacre.
I know, and I mean, watching actually the first part of the Bucks Eagles game last week, at the beginning of that game, Brady wasn't looking 100%. He was looking frustrated. He, you know, something wasn't clicking and everything. So, you know, it doesn't always go right for him. It doesn't always go his way. This is going to be another situation of, you know, if they can turn up on the day, I think, you know, like with any team, I guess, but, you know, if they can turn up on the day, that's going to be a tough game for the Rams. But like you said, the Rams have an answer for them. And they, you know, they definitely are a beastful team. I think nobody at this stage has got, you know, an unbeatable season anyway. So it's just a question of, you know, can they bring the heat on the day? Yeah, I want the Rams to do it so badly. I'll be rooting for them on Sunday.
All right, last game. We've got the Chiefs versus the Bills. Who have you got?
Again, this is another one I'm going backwards and forwards on. Man, Bills Mafia, they are just, they're built differently. Holy crap. I've just been a little bit underwhelmed and stuff by the Bills team this year. I was actually really hoping, so the start of the season actually, I was like, oh, I really want that Bills Packers Super Bowl. That's the one I wanted last year. And then I think, I don't know whether something's just been, has a foot been taken off the gas or something from the Bills. But I mean, disregard their perfect game last week against the Patriots. You know, they haven't completely wowed me this season at all. I've been a little bit, like, I don't know whether I was expecting a bit more from Josh Allen or from like the entire team maybe in general. But up against the Chiefs, who have annoyingly turned their game around from how they started the season. Like Patrick Mahomes started, I thought he looked a bit tired, just like a little bit exhausted starting off the season. But the Chiefs have turned it around again. I mean, they've got a stacked team. They have weapons everywhere you look. And they are another team, you know, on the right day, they could take down the Bills, I think, super easily. But that was going to be a really interesting one because that was the championship game last year, wasn't it?
That's right.
So now we're having that with the divisional game. So this is kind of, you know, it's going to be a full-on battle. This is another one. So yesterday I said I was going for the Chiefs. The day before I said the Bills.
Ain't changing your mind or not?
No. It's just like with close games like this and actually with close teams, you know, with similar kind of aspects on them, it is difficult to call, annoyingly. But you know what? Today, I'm going to go back to my original answer. I'm going to say the Bills are going to take this and there's going to be a lot of bodies slammed on tables in celebration.
Oh my God, it's going to be a massacre. I'm going to go with the Bills because I've said from a little while ago that they are warming up, and I feel that with the Chiefs, I feel like the Bills are now equipped to be able to battle them. I think obviously before, and remember that Stefon Diggs, you remember that video of Stefon Diggs just watching the Chiefs celebrate in front of him the last time. So I just feel like this team has got something to prove. They just seem different, and the way that they demolished and took apart the New England, like, and Josh Allen is a serious quarterback. Like, he's moved into that serious conversation where, you know, that guy's cannon. The fact that he can throw, like, come on, you know, sorry, the fact that he can run, it's like he has everything that you would want. Everything that a Giants fan would want in a quarterback, that's for damn sure.
Amazing. I mean, you are right, though. I think they do, you know, the Bills have got something to prove this weekend. And you know what? They're going to be an exciting team to watch, actually. Like, I am definitely going for the Bills. I hope they turn up. I hope, you know, last week wasn't kind of just a one-off. I hope they can build on what they had against New England, against Bill Belichick's side and everything. And to be honest, it would just be nice to not see a video of Jackson Mahomes dancing in celebration again. he's everywhere. Oh, my God. But but you know what? It's going to be another tough matchup. I don't think there's any easy game this week. This is why I love the divisional
weekend
and stuff. It's just tough matchups. There is no, like, you know, there's no one side or anything. It's always a bit like, oh my God, I'm changing. But yeah, I think we'll go with the Bills and I'm going to stick with that. And fingers crossed, I hope for the best.
Ash, it is, always amazing speaking to you. You know, I'm a big fan of everything that you're doing. And, you know, please tell people how to find you. Obviously, I know you're on our channel all the time, but just in case, tell people where
to find
you.
Just in case. Oh, my God, my handle is the same across all my socials, which is super easy. But it's just Ash in the NFL, like on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, even on Little Love Facebook, which I know is always exciting for people. and then, and obviously End Zone I do with Chris and stuff. So that is on Sunday mornings. At 10:30 a.m. after SpongeBob, we always say. but I can't believe even that's, we've just got a couple more weeks of that for the end of the season. Seems to be flying by. But,
don't worry, we've got a big Super Bowl party to look forward to. There's lots of things going on.
So the Packers will be there.
They're back. Yeah, I'm torn between two children, but the main thing, as long as I know, well, one thing I do know is that the winner of the whole thing, the Super Bowl winner, will come from that game. That's for damn sure.
I'm ready for it.
Thanks, guys, for looking at obviously our content and listening to our content online and obviously on our podcast or all on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else that's a reputable, decent platform will have our podcast on there. That's what I hear. If I can put my foot on the scale in any formal way, I will. But until next week, when we will see who are the winners and who are the losers, we'll catch you then. Peace.